Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beat buzzing with you today. More with livestock market economist Darrell Peel up next.
Car insurance? Check. House insurance? Check. Crop insurance? Double check. Nitrogen insurance? Well, fact is, unprotected nitrogen can cost you half your fertilizer investment. So here's the deal. You can leave it all to chance, or you can protect it with Nutrisphere N Nitrogen Fertilizer Manager. Nutrisphere N protects your nitrogen fertilizer from volatilization and leaching, so you can get more use out of it. More flexibility in your schedule? Check. Stronger, healthier crops? Check. As much as 10 to 15% increase to your potential yield? Yeah, that's a real big check. When you consider the high commodity markets and increasing fertilizer cost, doesn't it make sense to get the most from what you've already paid for? You ensure what's important. So stop wasting your hard-earned money and keep your fertilizer as efficient as possible. Protect it with the power of Nutrisphere N Nitrogen Fertilizer Manager. Find out more today by visiting online at Nutrisphere-N.com or call us at 888-446-GROW. That's 888-446-GROW.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel says it's a fundamental shift in the way that we're producing cattle. The market seems to be adjusting to pay a premium for pounds of gain with forage.
You know, I think there's a long-term fundamental shift in this industry that's at work as well. We've been talking kind of about cyclical kinds of forces, which are the normal sort of ups and downs and where we are in that sense. But if you go back 40 or 50 years, we've spent, you know, two decades or two generations really making this beef industry a grain intensive user. We've spent much of our attention from a research as well as a production standpoint for two generations trying to maximize the amount of grain we were using because we had, for most of that period, ample supplies of cheap grain. Now I think the world has changed. There's more demand for agricultural products. Those grain resources are being bid away for other uses. And so the beef industry faces a long-term change, I think, to sort of go back to re-emphasizing the forage nature of our business, which means really thinking about how to produce the kind of beef we want to produce and need to produce for the marketplace, but use less grain and use relatively more forage. And so I think there's a long-term structural change at work here that'll play out over many years in the future.
Those management skills for our stocker operators will be in perhaps bigger demand than ever before.
Oh, I think so. I think there's a clear role there for the stocker industry. Even if you sort of maintain the basic production system we use today, that is taking them to a feedlot and finishing them grain intensive at the end, but you minimize that on the front end by putting more stocker type gain, more forage based gain on the front end. Longer term, I think we may even change the feedlot into this a little bit, and we may find that there's some other kinds of production systems that we aren't even using or haven't thought about much today that would involve maybe utilizing more forage all the way through the process. I don't know what's possible. I don't think anybody at this point knows what's possible because I don't think we've ever had the incentive before to find out what's possible. And that's what I think the future will be over the next couple of decades.
Let's talk short term for our cattle producers right now. What's the strategy? What do they do here in 2011?
Well, again, if you've got forage, it's worth more in this marketplace. Whether you're a cow-calf or stocker, take advantage of that demand for forage. It really, much of the time in history, the market was trying to get you to switch between cow-calf and stocker production in some sense. Now it's not really trying to get you to switch between. It's trying to get you to do more of both of them. So whichever one you're doing can work. Cow-calf level, I know there's a lot of immediate value for these females, but I think, the clear need out there, the market is out there for producers to develop the expectations to go ahead and invest in some females for the future.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It begins at noon Saturday, February the 5th, the 33rd annual Western Oklahoma All Breed Bull Sale at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne, Oklahoma. There'll be 38 head of high-quality bulls from well-known cattlemen in Western Oklahoma, including Angus, Red Angus, Polled Hereford, and Composite. You can get a catalog by calling Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. The 33rd annual Western Oklahoma All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 5th, in Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.